Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Yesterday's Supreme Court ruling on corporate funding effectively opens a floodgate of foreign and domestic corporate money into the American electoral process. It's based on the rather weird idea that corporations are actually walking, talking people and, as such, have the same exact rights, like, for example, freedom of speech. But it wasn't always thus. When American colonialists declared independence from England in 1776, they were furious at what the European corporations called charters had done to them. So when our republic was born, corporations were forbidden from attempting to influence elections, public policy, and any other realm of civic society. But the industrial age brought new wealth to corporations that used their great funds to buy Congress and state capitals, bribing elected officials and appointed officials alike. They pried loose an avalanche of money. Beginning in the 1870s, corporate lawyers began asserting that corporations were persons with many of the rights of natural persons. This became codified in the Santa Clara decision of 1886, which had been used as the precedent for all rulings about corporate personhood since then. From that point on, the 14th Amendment, enacted to protect the rights of slaves, was routinely used, some would say abused, to expand the idea of corporate personhood, twisting it so that corporate entities were actually protected against the demands of the state and the demands of their citizens. Because of this interpretation, justices have struck down hundreds of local, state, and federal laws enacted to protect people from corporate harm. As Barack Obama said, today's decision is a major victory for big oil, Wall Street banks, for health insurance companies, and the other powerful interests that marshal their power and their wealth every day in Washington to drown out the voices of everyday Americans. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.